Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome into another edition of the Pro Football Chase Podcast. It's Isaac Sines with you, and former Tennessee defensive end Byron Young, an NFL prospect, he's on the line for an interview today. Byron, thanks again for joining me. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm doing good, man. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Looking forward to this day for a long time. I mean, you have an intriguing story, Byron, and something that a lot of people can appreciate. And so going back to your high school days, you were out of football for 18 months. You graduated from Carver's Bay High School in South Carolina. And it was at that time that you worked as an assistant manager at Dollar General in Columbus, Georgia, before trying out for the team at Georgia Military College. So you have a unique journey, Byron. Why don't you share a little bit more about that journey?
I took the junior college route, coming out of high school, not having offers like that. Decided not to, play football at first. Sat out for a couple of years and then tried out for Georgia Military College and made a team. Played there for a couple of years and got a few Power 5 offers and just, committed to Tennessee in 21. So, very thankful.
What was it about Tennessee that made you say, you know what, I want to go play over there? Because I'd imagine you had some options, as you just mentioned. And how glad were you that you indeed went to Tennessee?
Seeing about Tennessee, just their culture and everything. And I could have seen a place where I could have made a difference at. So, that was the first thing that Power 5 school that offered me and showed the most interest. So, made me feel comfortable with my decision. And I'm just thankful that I made that choice. Definitely think I feel like it set me up for where I'm at today and who I am today. So just very thankful for that.
Well, going through the junior college route can be challenging, Byron. I've talked with a number of players that went through the JUCO system, and now when you're at Georgia Military College, what was that like for you, and how were you able to stay focused on your main objective of playing Power 5 football?
It was kind of like for me, it was pretty easy, as in like staying on task, and continue to do what I do the right thing. But it was just hard in a way of thinking that you might don't get no, offers like that, because it's kind of like, you get overlooked a lot, at a place like that. But I just stayed focused and, continue to, grind and never get tired of doing the right thing. So, yeah.
Well, you did make that transition to Tennessee, and it was seamless, Byron. You started 8 of 11 games, led Tennessee with 11.5 tackles for loss, 5.5 sacks in your first season there for the Vols, and then garnered first-team All-SEC honors as a senior, leading the team 7 sacks among 37 tackles, 12 for loss. You really blossomed there. What went into your success there at Tennessee?
I feel like buying in, for the most part. When I first got there, it wasn't just the easiest transition. I had to buy in and, trust the coaches and trust the process. That was a huge part of my journey.
Well, because you put together such a strong resume, you were able to participate at the Reese's Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama, which is a big all-star game. And really the prominence of the game continues to rise. A lot of top NFL players did go play at that Senior Bowl and put their talents on display for scouts, for coaches, for executives. And so you were able to play for the American team, Byron, that was coached by Bears offensive coordinator Luke Getsy, and the game was broadcasted on NFL Network. Why don't you talk about your experience being a part of that Senior Bowl?
Just going there, man, was a huge accomplishment on my end. And thankful for having the opportunity by Jim Nagy. Something that I always worked so hard to, you know, be there and showcase my talents, you know, to the world, playing against all the, you know, best college athletes around the country and, you know, just doing it on a high stage, high level. So it was great, man. I enjoy every day meeting new players, you know what I'm saying? You know, building bonds and, you know, playing together. It was great, man.
What was it like during the week? Because I know you had two or three practices, and speaking with some other players, they talk about how you have player meetings, you have install of the plays you're going to run. Of course, it is very vanilla, but how did you handle the NFL style of meetings, interviews, and all that came with it?
Well, I just, you know, honestly just try to enjoy the process and take one day at a time. It's not that they weren't that bad. It was something like college to me. You know, you meet a lot in college and, you know, go right to practice install. So I try to think of like college when we was going through it, even though it was like NFL, a little taste of the NFL with the means and stuff. But I try to take it how college, you know, means go and, you know, try to attention to detail and, you know, take one step at a time, everything I do. So.
Well, the Senior Bowl did something different this year. Usually they have a team that coaches the entire roster, or a team rather, for the Senior Bowl, but they had different coaches, Byron, from different teams that were coaching, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Getsy was the head coach. You were able to get some good work in with some NFL coaches on the defensive line and on the defensive side of the ball. How did you enjoy that experience?
That actually was one of the best experiences because I got basically knowledge from what on my side for my position about two different coaches was coaching me. So it was like when you go on one on one, this coach will tell you this and that coach will tell you that. So it's like you having more than one, you know, coach giving you advice and how to win. So it was great, man. And you know, learning how the NFL gonna be, you know, firsthand right then. So you know, there's nothing better than that, getting a little taste of, you know, what you're going to be getting into. So,
and that's incredible. I'm glad you're able to take part of that experience. And I know Jim Nagy, he draws a lot of praise from NFL executives about the job he does up there in Mobile. And then, of course, the game on Saturday, which I think is kind of like the dress rehearsal per se. And you're getting after it a little bit. Did you have a good time getting out there and getting after your opponent?
Oh, yeah, I definitely did. It was fun to go against somebody else. You know, different alignment that we wasn't going against the whole week. And them not knowing what I'm going to do and I'm not knowing what they're going to bring to the table. So it was a great experience.
So then turning the page, it's been an eventful offseason for you, Byron, so far. And then you get invited to the NFL Combine in Indianapolis. And there you put on a show measuring in, according to your NFL profile, 6'2", 250 pounds. And you absolutely blazed, Byron, the 40-yard dash, 4.43, 38-inch vertical jump, 11-inch broad jump, 7.193 cone drill, 22 reps on the bench press. What can you say about that outing there in Indy?
Man, you know, that was like one of the moments that really, you know, in my life, I felt like I accomplished something major, you know, and this is literally, I used to watch this on TV, literally watched it last year, watching guys, you know, show their athletic ability in front of everyone, in front of hundreds of scouts, you know, everyone watching TV, you know what I'm saying? So it was a dream, literally a dream come true. And I was thankful that, you know, do so well. You know, it's not really easy to just perform like that in front of everyone in a quiet stadium like that and all eyes on you. So that was a huge part of my journey. I feel like just show what type of guy I could, you know, what type of guy I am under pressure and, you know, on a stage like that. So it was amazing.
It was pretty insane. I'm not going to lie, Byron. When I saw you run that 4.43, I was like, man, you were moving fast at 250 pounds. And yeah, they moved the drills. It's all televised. In fact, they started allowing fans there in Indianapolis. It's on NFL Network, prime time. So it's a little later in the afternoon. How did you deal with those jitters? Were you nervous at all before the 40 and all the other drills?
So, you know, I honestly, I wasn't nervous at first, but with my first two drills, I wanted to do better on them, but I did pretty good on my first two drills. It was the vertical and the broad. I did pretty decent on them. And I had a good level of head going into the 40. So, you know, at first I felt like I didn't run as fast as I could have. Then the next rep, it was pretty good. And the fans started clapping for me, and it made it even better. And it boosted my confidence even more after I ran the second 40 and the fans was cheering me on. So it was amazing, honestly. I was glad it was there, you know. It helped my confidence.
That's cool. And, you know, I'm sure you met with a lot of different teams there during the combine week. How was that experience for you, Byron? You're meeting with teams. You're meeting with different coaches. They're trying to get a little...
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bit more of an idea of the type of person you are as well. Did you enjoy meeting the various teams there?
Oh yeah, I did. The teams, they love my story and they love, like, you know, my personality, type of guy I am. And, you know, I'm not a selfish guy. I feel like that's the most important thing. I feel like that makes me feel good when I tell coaches, you know, and they like it. You know, they'll say sometimes, you know, you don't really run across guys with that type of personality or that type of motor, you know, that type of drive. So it'd be pretty exciting, you know, to hear that, you know, the stuff I'm going to kind of unique. So I just try every day to, you know, walk the way I do and, you know, move the way I do if I could, you know, better myself and help any team out that, you know, I may get drafted to.
Did you get any curveball questions from teams where you're like, well, that's an odd question?
There's one question that at first I thought was hard. Then I kind of, I gave them an honest answer on how I felt. They asked you what guy in the draft process that's coming with you now on your team that you would not bring with you.
Mm-hmm.
And, so some people don't think that you got to answer the question and say, oh, yeah, I got to say a guy. So I just told him, I was like, you know, there's no guy on my team that I wouldn't bring with me. Me being a captain on the team and a leader, I would never leave a man behind. I wouldn't want nobody to do that to me. So I always look and see the good in people, even though they might not see it or other people might not see it. And that's the type of guy I am, you know. So I told him, you know, no guy I would never, you know, not bring. But yeah, that I said that a little curveball just because, like, when they first asked me that, I kind of had to think about it, you know. And I didn't usually have to do that with certain questions.
Wow, that's interesting, man. Good insight right there. And it just goes to show you that these NFL teams, you know, they'll go to a different lens trying to figure out just who you are and what you bring to the table. But I'm sure, as you mentioned, a lot of them blown away by your story, by your resilience, and, of course, your production on the field. Now, top 30 visits are already going on with different teams. Now, what does your schedule look like, Byron? Are you going to be flying all over the country going into teams' facilities, or is it going to be a little bit more lax here in the coming weeks?
I have a few 30 visits and, you know, meetings and like that, you know. But, yeah, they're going to be pretty, you know, busy, you know, just talking with teams and stuff like that.
Yeah, gotcha. Understand that. Now, Byron, your on-field production, man, that speaks for itself. You're one of the best edge rushers in this year's draft class. And you look at the other edge rushers that are available, and you know that, your skills, you're confident you can translate to the NFL. So what sets you apart, Byron, from some of the other guys that are coming out in 2023?
Honestly, one of the things that I tell scouts is just my dedication and my heart. You know, everything I've been through, you know, I could have been hanging up and just, you know, give up and not, you know, go through this journey and not, you know, really overcome all this adversity I was going through, but I decided not to. I feel like that speaks a lot. That speaks volume, the type of guy I am and the type of guy I'll be in a program. Like, I'm not the type of guy that, you know, when something goes wrong, I just quit. You know, I've been through stuff like that where it was really hard and I still, you know, got through it. You know, I didn't, you know, just say, oh man, this too hard, I'm not going to do it. Or I'm not the type of guy that go somewhere or get into a program and just, okay, yeah, I'm here now. I'm not going to, you know, put in no extra work or do this or do that. So that's what I tell them. You know, I feel like I'm a different type of guy. You know, I'm unique in so many ways. So, you know, this is the type of guy I feel like could fit in many programs. So that's really what I tell them.
NFL teams, as you know, they're big on character and they try to figure out prospects throughout the pre-draft process. You mentioned you're a team captain at Tennessee and you're a guy that is looked upon as a leader, Byron. What can you bring to an NFL franchise, not just on the field, but off the field as well?
I feel like a team bond is the number one thing I tell scouts, because if you're not a team guy and everyone just don't like you, you're poison to the locker room. You're poison to the team. The coaches don't like you. Like, you could be the best player in a locker room, but if nobody likes you, like, you're the worst player, because it's a team sport. It's not I and team. So it's like, I would bring, you know, someone that always looks out for their teammates, you know, a guy that's social, you know what I'm saying? Talk to everyone, you know, not try to start nothing, you know, try to, you know, avoid situations like that, try to help situations out. You know, just help out the team any way I can. That's why I see myself, you know, being on the team and doing.
Great response right there. And ahead of the NFL draft, that's rapidly approaching and a little bit more than a month. How have you been preparing and training? I know you talked about you're at XO's. What does your daily routine look like?
So I work out twice a day. Work out at 9:15. And then, since the combine is over with, usually I work out at 9:15, then turn them back around and work out at 2:15. But since it's over with, work out at 9:15 and I do like running stuff, like speed and stuff like that, and drills. Then turn around and do either lower body lift or upper body lift, the day with lower body. Then go right back outside and do field work with my position coach. And that's really it. Kind of like a little quick three little workouts a day. Nothing too crazy.
Well, I've heard a lot of good things about XO's, the training center over there. I know a lot of top draft prospects are out there every single year. Have you been pretty happy with the trainers you've been working with?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I love the dedication they have. And, you know, it's just the way they treat, you know, the guys that there, you know, nutrition, the PT, you know what I'm saying, athletic, you know, all of that, just, it's amazing. You know, they actually, you know, take their job seriously. You know, some people not like that. You know, some people just do it just because they're there. They don't really care about it. But, you know, the PTs there and the trainers, they actually, you know, care about your success and, you know, not just doing it as a job. So, yeah, it's definitely a great facility to work out at.
Byron, the Tennessee Pro Day is coming up March 30th. You did tell me off the air that you're going to do some things there at the Tennessee workout. Are you looking forward to that, another opportunity to showcase some of your athleticism to scouts who will be in attendance?
Oh, yes, sir. You know, I'm thankful for another opportunity to even, you know, step on that field and, you know, just, you know, show my athletic ability. So I'm looking forward to that. You know, I'm still training, you know, trying to, you know, do better at drills I probably didn't do good at, or, you know, even, you know, do some more position work. But, I'm definitely going to make that decision when the time comes, you know, whether everything I'm going to do. But I'm looking forward to that.
Well, Byron, what's your message to NFL fans? You know, at the end of April, you're going to have yourself a new NFL team. And a lot of fans get buzzing, excited about draft weekend. What can you tell NFL fans what they can expect to see from Byron Young in your rookie season?
Definitely a guy that's, you know, all about the fans. You know, all about, you know, being that type of player that, you know, see your fans after the game, or, you know what I'm saying, before the game or during practice, and, you know, go over there, you know, take pictures with them, and always show them, you know, respect and stuff like that. But, you know, always, I'm a guy that always, you know, I love the fans, you know, and I feel like, you know, the respect for me this season, a guy that do everything he can to help out the team, whatever team I'm on, you know, whatever position I play, whatever, you know, wherever they got me on the field, I would give it my all 100% and, you know, try to do my assignment to help the team win. So that's all I feel like I can do at the end of the day.
Byron, and as you close out, I do want to ask you this. Do you have any draft plans scheduled right now, man, for Kansas City? Are you going to stay home with family? Or are you still sorting through that?
Even if I do get an invite, I don't know if they went out there, but even if I do or don't, I decided I wasn't just going to be with my family and, you know, just spend time with them and, you know, enjoy the process. And whatever happens, you know, just be there with them who always been there with me, so.
That's awesome, man. I love it. I love the stories. I love your journey, and I really admire you, Byron, and you never quit, man. You kept working at it despite the struggles, the obstacles, and you're an inspiration to a lot of NFL fans and a lot of people that look up to you as well. And so I wish you the best, brother, as you prepare for this next phase of life. Know that God's with you, walking with you every step of the way, and look forward to seeing where you land come April.
Okay, I appreciate that, man.
All right, brother. Well, take care. God bless, and best of luck to you.
All right, man. You take care, too.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.